This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I know that you guys come to this show for television and movie recommendations. Now, I know that you guys are the target audience for this, but I'm here to tell you The Kingdom is really, really good. I've really enjoyed it so far. I watched the first 4 episodes of The Kingdom. I plan on finishing it later today. I love it. I don't watch the franchise. The franchise is just a little too... corporate for me. It's not for me. I'm not the intended audience of the franchise, but I was very curious to get a behind the scenes look at the Chiefs and see how ESPN was going to handle this. And I'm telling you, as people who follow the Chiefs and watch the Chiefs on a day in, day out basis, The Kingdom gets a 2 thumbs up for me. I have really, really enjoyed it. So I just would encourage you guys to watch it. I was thinking about that hearing Juju Smith-Schuster's voice because they went over Juju's house for Thanksgiving. So it was just kind of cool to see, you know, Chiefs players and how they celebrate Thanksgiving. I would highly, highly encourage you. If you have ESPN Plus or Disney Plus, I would highly encourage you to check out The Kingdom. I believe it's 6 1-hour episodes. So, you know, if you got a little bit of free time, just be sure to check out The Kingdom as they are following the Chiefs last season as they were trying to win 3 championships in a row. All right, Rob, I want to give you a couple of stats, a couple of thoughts, a couple of opinions about the Kansas City Chiefs. Thought number one about the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw this tweet. Isaiah Pacheco reached 17 miles an hour on his lone touch on Friday's game. He reached that speed just 3 times once he came back from injury last year. You guys know my thought process on this. I don't believe that Isaiah Pacheco was ever healthy the second half of the season. I believe that Pacheco needed more time to heal and recover, but you want to get back out there on the field. You're seeing another guy kind of take your position. I understand why Isaiah Pacheco fought so hard to come back when he did, but I think it was pretty clear that Pacheco, he just wasn't the same violent runner that he was before. I understand to some degree. I disagree, but I understand the logic of why the Chiefs really are gambling that Isaiah Pacheco is going to be back this season. That's really what they're gambling on. I don't think you can go into the season very realistic that your 7th round pick in the 240s is going to be a major contributor this year. Elijah Mitchell has had just a very blah camp. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about Elijah Mitchell. He hasn't really done anything. He didn't look good this weekend in the preseason. Like, I'm not really counting a major contributor to the team. Maybe he ends up being that Jerick McKinnon, that third back that just is there for kind of catching the ball out of the backfield. Maybe that is what the plan is for Elijah Mitchell. I just don't expect him to get a whole lot of carries. He probably shouldn't get a whole lot of carries. At this point, we all know what Kareem Hunt is. I think the Chiefs are really planning on Isaiah Pacheco being Isaiah Pacheco. The biggest difference with their entire team, and this includes Josh Simmons, the biggest difference with the Chiefs is they are expecting to have a viable run game. The Chiefs did not have a viable run game at any point in the second half of the season. There was the early burst where Kareem was getting a bunch of carries and really high usage. And once that initial wave kind of fell off, and as he got more wear and tear and as the season progressed and he became less and less effective in a first and 10, second and 8 situation and only really became viable in third and 1 and third and short scenarios, they didn't have any true run game the second half of the season. And that obviously has a great impact on your offense, especially when you factor in the injuries that they had at wide receiver, and they had a lot of guys coming and going just based on injuries and who's healthy and who's available. A healthy Isaiah Pacheco transforms their offense. They don't have a chance, in my opinion, in being a top 10 offense without a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. Now, you need some guys to stay healthy at wide receiver. You need guys to take step forward at wide receiver. But more than anything, they are looking to, counting on and expecting a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. And the same way I tell you guys with Hollywood that no news is good news, that I don't care how Hollywood is performing in training camp, I don't care how he's doing in preseason, can you get him to the finish line? I feel the exact same way about Isaiah Pacheco. Coming up this weekend, this Friday, against the Chicago Bears, I'm giving Isaiah Pacheco maybe one carry. We know what you can do. You're healthy. You're ready to go. You hit top speed of 17 miles an hour. You didn't really do that the second half of the season. You did that on one carry. You need somebody that can get you a home run potentially on first down. You need somebody who can take a first and 10 and turn it into a second and 3, second and 2 situation. They didn't have that in the run game last year. I do think they can have that to kick off the season. I think Isaiah Pacheco, Rob, being healthy is the biggest difference in this team from last year at the end of the season when we saw them to potentially what they're going to look like coming up in a few weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think as much time as this show has spent talking about Hollywood Brown, his health, Rashee Rice, the wide receiver room, and as much as time as this show has been talking about getting the offense back to explosive and those sorts of things, I think as much as I hate the run game, one of the reasons why the Chiefs offense looked like it was stuck in quicksand at times last year, which it was more than just, hey, they had some injuries at wideout. Hey, they had some issues at offensive line. It was all of it. And I feel like maybe the only show in the city willing to point out that Kareem Hunt was just okay last year, maybe a little below okay as the season went on, he was just whatever, is this show. And if they can get explosion at that position, any explosion at that position, they don't need 2017 Kareem Hunt. They just need 2022 Isaiah Pacheco. And if they can get that out of running back, then maybe you get a little explosion out of your run game. Now, because of that, there's a trickle-down effect. You get more explosion out of the pass, all these things. But I feel like every time this show talks about the offense, we end up in the same location. They were just blah last year, and they have to fix that across the board, and that includes Isaiah Pacheco. No one is asking, or at least I'm not, I don't believe you are, Isaiah Pacheco to be an 1,100-yard rusher. No one's asking to be Saquon Barkley. But in the Super Bowl season, 2022, when the Patrick Mahomes was the MVP and the offense was fun and exciting, Isaiah Pacheco was a rookie. He rushed for, what, 900 yards as a mostly backup that season to Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Give me that version of the offense again. Give me that version of Isaiah Pacheco again. And on Mondays when me and you are talking about Chiefs games, or I guess sometimes Fridays or Saturdays or sometimes Tuesdays, because the Chiefs play all the time. But whenever we dissect the game, if we get to talk about a team that looked like the 2022 team, I'm going to be excited. And that includes getting Isaiah Pacheco back to being a 900-yard type of guy, not the guy who battled injury, and not Kareem Hunt, who hit the ground running but eventually stopped running at over 4 yards a carry and started running in cement.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, for whatever reason, you hate Kareem Hunt. I really hope he has a chance to have a good year. I don't know why you guys just think that I dislike every player on the team. I don't have anything against Kareem Hunt. I think more than anything, I just kind of know and understand what Kareem Hunt is. He cannot be your number one running back. He can't be. He can't be your number one running back. I actually like Kareem Hunt this year for what they're asking him to be. What they're asking Kareem Hunt to be is a third down change of pace back. The final eight games of the year, Kareem Hunt averaged 3.5 yards per carry and had 2 touchdowns. Again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. We're talking about a 30-year-old running back that joined the team in the middle of the season. I think he is fine for what they're asking him to be. You brought him in on a one-year deal. He's making $2 million. He's your backup running back. Oh, that's fine. My issue the whole time is I just want more pop. I want more sizzle. I want more explosiveness. That's a position where I know we talk about explosiveness in the pass game. Like, you can get explosiveness from just turning around and handing the ball off too. And they didn't have that last year in the second half of the season. The numbers tell you they didn't have that last year. So I don't have anything against Kareem Hunt. I think he is being fine for what you're using him to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.